And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of September, 2012. It was on this date, 1848, the American Association for the Advancement of Science was established in Philadelphia to procure for the labors of scientific men increased facilities and a wider usefulness. The term scientist had been coined in English just 15 years before, 1833, and all over the world, scientists were making great new discoveries. Europe was the center for the great theorists of science. In the year 1848, for example, Léon Foucault set up his first pendulum to demonstrate the Earth's rotation. Darwin was at work on his theory of evolution. Michael Faraday was at the height of his work on electromagnetism. America was cut off from Europe. It was hard to compete with scientists over there. And instead, the interest in this country was towards invention and science that would support industry. Just 4 years before the first telegraph line was installed, Baltimore to Washington, D.C., train tracks were being built all over the country. And in the year 1848, four times as many train tracks were laid as in 1847. In 1845, Elias Howe had invented the mechanical sewing machine. Cyrus McCormick had sold the patent for his McCormick Reaper in the 1830s. And not so many years before, Lewis and Clark had made their journey from St. Louis to the Pacific, a scientific expedition, observing the weather, the topography, the geography, describing 182 plant species, 120 animals in their travels. They sent back specimens, including a prairie dog that lived in the White House. By the 1840s, the botanists Asa Gray and George Engelmann were cataloging the plants of the American West, and anthropology was starting to emerge as its own field, separate from natural history. There were only 87 members when the American Association for the Advancement of Science was formed on this day in 1848 in Philadelphia, but it grew to a membership of more than 2,000 by 1860. And in 1880, the association began publishing the journal Science, which today is one of the world's great scientific journals. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear entitled Hoses. I love the hoses of summer hanging in their green coils from the sides of houses or slithering through lawns on their way to the cool meditations of sprinklers. I think of my father, Scotch, in one hand, the dripping hose in the other, probing the dusk with water. The world around him falling apart, marriage crumbling, booze running the show. Still, he liked to walk out after dinner and water the lawn, fiddling with the nozzle, misting this, showering that. Sometimes in the hot twilight, my sisters and I would run in our swimsuits through the yard while he followed us with a cold beam of water. And once, when my mother came out to watch, he turned the hose on her, the two of them laughing in a way we'd never heard, a laughter that must have brought them back to the beginning. Hoses, a poem by George Bilgear, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.